In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. This week is the third Sunday of the blessed month of Hatur, which is the third Coptic month. And in this gospel, the Lord spoke about the simple people, and people who are in their minds wise and understandable, and it was a very good comparison between those who are wise in their eyes and those who are simple like the babes or the children. مقارنة جميلة قوي بين الحكماء في عينين نفسهم وبين الأصغر الأطفال الصغار. The gospel begins with at that time. Which time? This part of the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 11, begins with verse 25. If we come back to the beginning of this Gospel, or this chapter, we will find that he was not happy with the Pharisees and the scribes. And he also was wondering about those who judge on everything. And he compared between himself and John the Baptist. He said that John the Baptist came, doesn't eat, doesn't drink, and then you said about him, he is possessed with a devil. Otherwise, he could never be with this hunger and thirsty all time. And the Son of Man, about himself, came to eat with the scribes and Pharisees, to eat with the sinners and tax collectors. And you said that he is now glutton and wine biber, and the friend of tax collectors and sinners, as if it is a something wrong accusation against him, that he's a friend of the tax collectors and sinners. Then he commented, saying, "But wisdom is justified by her children. الحكمة تبررت من جميع بنيها." And then he blamed the cities who did not repent, comparing them with Sodom and Gomorrah. And he said about Sur and Sidon that they will find a very hard time in the end, because the signs that were done in these cities during the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, if they were done in Sodom and Gomorrah, they had been repented, or they have repented already. as he was looking to the people who have a very solid hearts and hard hearts, he looked at the simple people. He looked at his children, the disciples, and those who followed him, not thinking of hunger or thirst, or not thinking of food, not thinking of anything, but just following him. Then he compared with them between this and that, saying, at that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes. Can you explain to me this verse? What the meaning of you have hidden these from the wise and prudent and revealed it to the babes? What does he mean with that? يقصد إيه لما يقول أخفيت هذه عن الحكماء والفهماء وأعلنتها للأطفال الصغار؟ هل ربنا بيخفي حاجة؟ هل ربنا بيخفي حاجة وبيظهر حاجة؟ Does the Lord hide something and reveal something else? What the meaning of this verse? Yes, Michael. Yeah. What else? If I live in this understanding, thinking that I am wise, then I will not understand that. Because simply, God is simple. God is innocent. God is perfect. And those who are wise in their eyes or on their hearts will not recognize the true wisdom of God. Can you give me some examples from the Bible? Yalla. Niftah, open discussion. Open discussion. Can you give me some examples from the gospel comparing between the wisdom and simplicity? First, from the Old Testament. تقدر تديني مثل كده عن يعني ان الله مش بيظهر للحكماء والفلاسفة قد ما بيظهر للناس البسطاء. Yeah. إنه فيرو. فيرو was very wise and high, طبعا educated, طبعا فيرو بقى king of kings بقى. فيرو was God in their eyes, مش كده؟ Who else? Yeah. بس احنا يعني في do you have a very clear example in the Old Testament? Moses grew in the palace of Pharaoh, مش كده؟ And then he was very well educated. Yes? And he was very wise. Yes? When did the Lord appear to him? Huh? When he was shepherding the sheep, he appeared to him through the fiery bush. يعني خد بالك كان ممكن ربنا ظهر لموسى وهو في الحكمة والعظمة بتاعته، لكن هو ظهر لموسى وهو بيرعى الغنم، وظهر له في علقة. He could have appeared to Moses, huh? While he was in his highest position in Pharaoh's palace. But he appeared to him in a very simple way through the fire bush, which we will start in 2 weeks, have 7 and 4, the famous 7 and 4 hymn of Thursday, Saba Arbal Uliqa Lati Laraaha Musa Nabi, the fire bush that Moses have seen in the desert. So he appeared to him in this way. This is God. This is God. Ali, the high priest, when the Lord wanted to give him warning, he did not speak to him directly. He spoke to whom did he speak? Samuel. He spoke to Samuel when he was just a lad, just a boy, young boy. He appeared to him and he called him 3 times and he gave him a message to say it, to pass it to the high priest. This is God. If you want to see God, do not search for him in the wise books. Search for him in the manger. You will find him in the manger. مش كده؟ هتلاقيه في المزود. You may find him, huh? You may find him praying at the rock in Gethsemane. What else? Simeon. When Simeon the elder was translating the Torah in the book of Isaiah, in his wisdom, in his understanding, in his experience in translation, he hesitated to write, "Behold, the virgin will conceive." And he said, how come? This is the wisdom of the world. The hikmat al-alam. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, write, translate faithfully, and write the version, and you will live until you see it. And he lived more than 300 years to see Jesus Christ carried by his mother, entering to the temple when he was 40 days old. Who else? There are many, many other one day the Lord asked his disciples, what do the people say about the Son of God? Who is he? Who am I? And the disciples replied, some say Elijah, some say or one of the prophets. And then, and you, what do you say? I am Son of Man. And Peter simply said, you are Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. أنت هو المسيح ابن الله الحي. The simplicity gave him deeps Then the Lord replied and said, blessed are you, Peter. Neither flesh or blood revealed to you, but the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. This is the simplicity. That's why many of the people are wasting their times in theological issues. This is what St. Augustine said one day. While the wise people and philosophers wasting their time in the theological issues and problems, the simple of people are entering the kingdom of heavens. بينما انشغل الحكماء والفلاسفة في الأمور اللاهوتية يتسرب، مش عارف أقول يتسرب بالإنجليزي إزاي يعني. Could be entering, يتسرب, entering to the kingdom of heaven through their simplicity. If you are searching for God by your wisdom and minds, I heard a very interesting word this week. Everyone in the whole world, man or woman, adult or child, or even babe, has brain. But not everyone has mind. Do you understand? Everyone has brain as an organ. But not everyone has mind to think and to use. فرق كبير بين المخ والعقل. احنا بنستخدمهم زي بعض. Interfere between them. لكن لا. Brain, everyone has brain. Even the swallow has brain. اللي ما يعني weighs 2-3 grams ولا حاجة. But not everyone has mind to mind. عشان كده many people who are careless say this word. I don't mind. Do you hear this word? Many times. I don't mind. But he can't say, I don't have brain. Yeah. So we have mind, but through this mind we can either worship God in a simple way, very simple like the babes, or we can be offended by him. Look at the cross. At the cross, how many people were despising our Lord Jesus Christ, insulting him, blaming him, saying bad words about him? But how many few people were under the cross, including the man who speared him, Longinus, who believed that the man who is on the cross is the creator and God of this world. Many people, including one of the thieves, were blaming our Lord Jesus Christ. But the other one, the right one, traditionally, on the right side, he said, remember me, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom. If you employ your word, if you, your brain, your mind, if you use your mind, if I see anyone now crucified on the cross, do you think that it would be easy for me to believe that he is the Son of Man, God and Creator? Jesus Christ the Lord. We say it now easily because we had the icon before us and we were, think of it. How many people were offended in him? The mind is my enemy. العقل ساعات بيبقى ايه؟ بيبقى العدو بتاعي. That's why the simple people easy enter the kingdom of heavens. Enter the kingdom of heavens. How many people can believe that a mountain can move? It happened in the middle of the 11th century or 10th century in the days of Amba Abraham ibn Zara'ah. And through whom? Through a shoemaker, Simeon, and so on. That's why today, yani, through these examples, I say what St. Paul said: be children in the evil, but in your minds be wise. كونوا أطفالا في الشر ولكن كونوا حكماء في الرب. Be wise in the Lord. Be wise in the Lord. There are many problems. Sometimes I read the Bible and then I stuck at a verse. I say, oh, what the meaning of this verse? No, I can't understand it. I don't accept it. Oh, I'm okay. When I find time, I will ask. While another one says, oh, this is the word of God. This is the word of life for me. This is the door of salvation that opened to me and benefits of it. While the others don't benefit of it. Please be simple when you stand before the Lord and forget completely who you are. Forget your own wisdom, your own experience, your own skills and ability. Just stand before God saying, have mercy upon me, O Lord, I am a sinner, like the tax collector. And do not stand before the Lord saying, thank God, I am not like the others who do so and so and so, and even like this tax collector who are standing now before you. Don't say that. That's why the same word of God that you accept and apply and live it, many others are offended because they take it to their minds. One day there was one of the servants of God were in a visitation to a village, and this village was separated from his city with a canal. And they used to have, not bridge, like in Samuel Ma'diya. Ferry. Very small ferry. And then he was preaching and about the word of God and about the life of faith and that. And it was about 8 o'clock night. Then he wanted to go back to his city. Then he left the church and went. He found that all the ferries gone. And then was a simple man with him who came with him. And he said, okay, you spoke about the faith. And if you have faith, you can do everything. He said, yes. Then he said, why don't we pray and cross on the water and go to the other side? And then the servant looked at him. It was just a preaching. It was a sermon. How come? And then very simply, the simple man took his handkerchief, put it on the water, stepped on it, and walked to the other side, where the servant was amazing and staring at him. This was a simple man, and this was a wise servant in his eyes. He was preaching the gospel, but not living it. While this simple man, very easy, crossed. Give you another very, very interesting story happened to see how simple the people could be, and also the Lord works with them. One day, Abuna Ibrahim al-Basit was in a boat, small boat, like a ferry, and he was visiting a city, and they give him some donations for the church. He put them in his pocket. While he was putting them in his pocket, a man in the boat saw him. And then he said in a loud voice, I was stolen. Someone stole me. He said, yes. عارفين ده من الوالت there was not wallet just a piece of قماشة كده وول كده. He said my money is in a brown piece and let us check everyone in the boat. And then Abuna Ibrahim al-Basit was in a trouble. How come then if they check him, they will find the money in his pocket, while the money was a donation. And then what he did, he took the case, the bag, and he threw it in the water, immersed it in the water. They checked everyone, they checked Abuna, they found nothing. And he went home and said, okay, this is your money. Manage everything. Next day, he found a fisherman knocking at his door. And he said, I was fishing, and I heard a voice say, took this fish, go to Abuna Ibrahim, and give it to him. He went, and his wife was very surprised. How come? Shmi'na di? Why this? She opened the fish. She found the money in it. The fish swallowed the money exactly like what happened with Jonah. This is the simple people. If we say that, you said, oh, Abuna, you are telling us myths. No, it's not a myth. It's not fantasia. It's a true story. Happened truly with Abuna Ibrahim al-Basit. And he said, yes, this is your money. And you brought it back to the church. Thank you. This is the simplicity. If you have the simple heart, you can ask, order the mountain to move and it will move. If you have the simple life, simple mind, simple heart, no sin will trouble you. No sin. Sometimes the sins are like as heavy as the mountain. Burden on our shoulder, but very easy, very simple to get rid of them if you have enough faith. Especially, and this is what I want to conclude with. He said, come to me. All you who labor and are heavy lay them, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is the life of simplicity. Be simple in heart. Do not complicate your spiritual life. The spiritual life is very easy. You love Jesus. Speak to him. He loves you. Be sure that he will listen to you. Just repent. He will accept your repentance. Just confess. He will accept your confession. So just come to him. He will give you simply his holy body and precious blood. I said this story when I was in England. One day, after the liturgy, we used to pray the liturgy in one of the chapels of a university. And one day they invited one of the professors of the university to attend with us. And after the liturgy, as we do downstairs, we have supper together. And then it was the time of Christmas like now. Then the children, all the children, gathered together and sang some Christmas carols. And the professor was sitting beside me and said, "I have a question." I said, "What?" He said, "Do you think that all these children believe that what you gave them in the liturgy is the body and the blood of Jesus Christ?" I said, "Ask them. You will find their faith much, much, much better than you and me." And then he said, "Lucky are your children, because you sow them, you put the seed of faith in their hearts from their childhood. They accept this." He did not say sacrament, this matter, because he was not believing in the body and blood of Jesus Christ. "I am now about 60 years old. I am not able to believe that this is the body and blood of Jesus Christ." I said, "Okay, thank you so much. Blessed are our children. Truly blessed they are." They are simple. Professors, he could not accept or could not believe that this is the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Do you believe that when Abuna put his hand on your head asking for the absolution, all your sins will be forgiven from the Holy Spirit? Do you believe in that? If you do believe in that, do not be hesitated after you confess with your sin that any of them still not forgiven. Do not think of that. So long you have the absolution, then your sins are forgiven. This is the simple life. That's why I say Christianity is very simple. It's not complicated. I love Jesus. I speak to him. He loves me. He speaks to me. I speak to him when I pray. He speaks to me when I read his words in the Bible. And this is the matter of love between him and me all time. He gives and gives and gives and gives. And I thank. I don't give anything. What do I have to give him? Nothing. But he has. And he does. And he will do. All my life. He gives without weighing. He gives without reproaching me that he gave. Because God is love. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Any question? Thank you. Now,
how to convince people who want to use their mind for praying and not to understand the Bible? When you sit with people and they want to prove everything by them.
Yeah, this is the problem.
How to deal with them or
very, very easy. Very easy. One day, a student stood before the teacher who was non-believer, mulhid, yani, non-believer. And he said, unless I see God, I will not believe in Him. Then the child said to the teacher, if I prove to you, will you believe? He said, yes. Do you think that you believe in everything you see? He said, yes. Don't you believe in anything you don't see? He said, yes. And then he asked him, what do you breathe? He said, air. He said, do you see the air? He said, no. He said to him, this is the same. I feel God around me. I see Him in my inner heart. The child said to the teacher, I see Him in my inner heart. Not in my eyes only. As you now breathe the air while you don't see it, you can't see it. So there are many things we don't see, many things we don't touch, but we believe in them. Imagine that they prevent the air from you 4 or 5 minutes maximum, and that's it. We cannot live without breathing, right? And the amazing that we got in oxygen, we got the air, and we, yani, somewhere CO2, ثاني أكسيد الكربون, CO2, مش كده؟ وناخد الأكسجين. Can you imagine that? Can you understand that? It's something you can touch, but you do believe that this is existence. So the people who are like what you said need a lot of prayers for them to open their hearts. When they open their heart, they will believe. When they employ their mind only, very, very difficult for them to believe. Especially if they are yani professors or wise men or high educated or very rich or power. Now, Yeah, exactly. See?
No, we still can't understand lots of things in the field by our way. Like Ramel Organis, which went to learn that he can feel the presence of God by his mind. But it takes a bit of time.
Because he submitted his mind to the faith. So when you submit your mind to the faith of God, then this is the true wisdom. This is the true wisdom. Intelligence can kill me, but the true wisdom of God may save me or time. That's why Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Augustine, Saint Ambrosius of Italy, who else? Saint Origenus, or the philosopher Origenus, many others. Saint Didymus, the blind, was the director of the clergy school of Alexandria, many others. I did not say that all the intelligent, all the wise people are bad, but those who are employing and submitting their minds to the Bible, they do not put the Bible under their eyes. They put the Bible over their heads. That's why one of the signs that the priest does from time to time, he puts the Bible on his head, saying it's above our understanding, not against our understanding, not against, it's above. And the above, something contradicts with against. It's above my knowledge. Yeah. 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 Exactly. We stand under. He's the light to my life. He's the true light of my life. Thank you so much for listening. Let us pray.